This is the perfect time to start a side hustle, and this is also the perfect time to start a podcast about starting a side hustle. Kick it. The dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. This is the Living My Side Hustle podcast.
Welcome to Living My Side Hustle. It's Dave here. Hope you're doing well. Hope life is treating you well, and we're coming into the summertime, 2023, and we're thinking about our side hustles, and maybe we have some time, potentially, going into the summer months. So I wanted to kind of talk today about some ideas around understanding the challenges of adding a side hustle to a busy life. Even if you're a working parent on a tight budget, just understanding the challenges that we face, and that we're here to help you turn your side hustle dreams into reality. So let's jump right in. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. So before we jump into the strategies, let's address the first concern many people have when starting a side hustle, and that's simply money. It's true that some side hustles require a significant investment, but don't worry, there are plenty of options for those who have limited funds. So today, I kind of want to focus in on some low-cost or no-cost side hustles that can fit into your busy schedule. So let's get started. Here we go. When exploring side hustle ideas, it's crucial to identify your skills and your passions. That's the one thing that sets you apart, is the thing that you find your passion in that no one else can duplicate. What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? And then start brainstorming some ideas around a list of your talents, hobbies, and interests. By identifying your talents, hobbies, and interests, it could be anything from writing or doing graphic design, or even organizing events. Remember that your side hustle should be something that you're genuinely passionate about, and it will keep you motivated during your limited free time. Let's discuss some of the side hustle ideas that require little to no upfront investment. One option is freelancing. With platforms like Upwork, Fiverr, or Freelancer, you can offer your skills and services to clients worldwide. Whether it's writing, graphic design, social media management, voiceover work, website development, freelancing allows you to leverage your existing talents and earns a little extra income. Think about some of the things that you do at work and some of the things that you do well for your employer. Is there a way that you could translate your skill set out into the marketplace and help others that are looking for talented people just like you? By leveraging your existing talents, you could turn that into extra income. And I think that's a great place to start when trying to figure out what's the right side hustle for you. So I know as a busy parent, time management becomes crucial when adding a side hustle to your already packed schedule. So I got a few strategies here to help you find time to add a side hustle to a very busy calendar. So number one, you got to prioritize. You got to identify the most important tasks and focus on those first. Make a to-do list and allocate specific time slots to focus on your side hustle activities. Number two is just time blocking. You can set dedicated time blocks for your side hustle. It could be early mornings, evenings, or weekends. Communicate with your family members so that they understand your schedule and that this can support you by giving you some space to pursue this side hustle, which could benefit your family. And then there's some efficiency boosters. Look for ways to streamline your tasks. Utilize automation tools and templates and outsource options to save time and work more efficiently. Here's a real simple one. How much time do you spend every week grocery shopping? Walking the aisles, pushing a cart, putting everything in there, paying for it, and driving back home. What is that? An hour? 2 hours a week? Think about how much time you spend just going to get groceries. There are options now where you can, for a minimum amount of purchase, you can have your grocery order picked for you. You simply pull up to a slot, parking spot, and they put it in your trunk and you drive away. Or you can have it even delivered to your house and you never need to leave, thus giving you some time back in your weekly schedule that you can re-divert and redeploy towards your side hustle. Maybe you watch a lot of television. Maybe you just love your stories and you love your shows and you love your movies, your video games. What is it for you that takes up a big chunk of your time? What can be trimmed back? Or what can be replaced completely with an outside service like having your groceries delivered to your house? It could be as simple as that when you're thinking about outsourcing your time or your responsibilities. When there's a tool out there that gives you back time, that's a great way to leverage that and get back some time to redirect it into your side hustle. So let's move on to discussing side hustle ideas that require little or no upfront investment. One option, starting a blog or a YouTube channel, a podcast. If you enjoy writing or creating videos or talking, this can be a great way to share your expertise, your hobbies, or your experiences. Over time, you can actually monetize your blog, your channel, your podcast through advertising, sponsorships, and selling digital products or affiliate products where someone using your link purchases something and you receive some money back for the purchase. Building a support network is crucial when juggling a side hustle in a busy family life. Look for communities of like-minded individuals, both online and offline, who can provide advice, support, and encouragement. Also, you can look at just joining like a Facebook group that's relevant to what you're interested in for your side hustle. Attend local meetups or connect with fellow side hustlers on social media. Listen to podcasts about side hustles. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, and surrounding yourself with supportive people can make a significant difference. It could make all the difference between starting and not starting. Finally, let's discuss the importance of setting realistic goals for your side hustle. Start by setting small, achievable targets that align with your busy schedule as you make progress and gain momentum. You can gradually increase your goals and dedicate more time to your side hustle. Remember, slow and steady wins the race. As a side hustler, there are so many options, and I think we kind of get stuck at the beginning, just trying to figure out what's the right side hustle for me, for my family, my situation. And again, everybody's different. Everyone's home life is different. There may be two parents in the home. There may be one. You might be both working full-time. You might be working as a single parent and working multiple jobs. Think about what a side hustle could become for you. A side hustle could become the freedom that gives you more time to be home and work around your schedule instead of being out of the home, away from your family, and not connecting. Your side hustle could be something that you do from your home. So even jumping on and doing some freelance work like we talked about could open the door for you to not have to work five shifts a week. You could maybe work four. You could be home more often. I know people who work 3 or 4 days a week. That's it. It gives them some freedom to be around for their family more by renegotiating the hours they put out into the workforce and the hours they give away to others outside of their family. So if that's you and you're thinking, man, I just would love to be home more. I would love to have more freedom. I would love to be in charge of my own calendar. A side hustle might be the perfect thing for you. And I'm hoping that listening to Living My Side Hustle gives you some ideas of what other people are doing in this space that might spark some creativity for you when you feel stuck. And if you're interested in more ideas about side hustles and how you can live your side hustle every day, make sure you follow along here by clicking on your phone as you're listening to the podcast here. There should be a little follow or subscribe button. By clicking that, every time we release a new episode, it'll just show up on your phone waiting for you to listen. And that's the easiest way to not miss an episode. And you can always go back in the catalog if you're new here. First of all, welcome to Living My Side Hustle. Nice to have you here. But you can always go back to the previous episodes and kind of get an idea of what we've talked about already and some of our amazing guests that have been on the show, sharing how they live their side hustle every day. So my name is Dave. Would love to have you come over to livingmysidehustle.com. Check out our website. Check out all our information over there. And we'd love to hear from you as well. Get your thoughts on how you live your side hustle or what your side hustle idea is. And maybe we can help you with some advice and some thoughts around how you can go from idea to implementation and get your side hustle out there and get started. So again, my name is Dave. This is Living My Side Hustle. Thank you so much for being here. More episodes coming, and Jennifer will be back with me soon, and we'll be having more episodes here on Living My Side Hustle. Thanks for following along. I can't wait to hear about your next side hustle here on Living My Side Hustle. Take care.
Hey parents, if you're anything like me, balancing screen time for our kids is a constant struggle. That's why I want to share a little secret with you. KidsPod, a revolutionary app where podcasts aren't just for adults anymore. KidsPod offers a treasure trove of kid-friendly podcasts, making it super easy and safe for your little ones to explore, learn, and be entertained without staring at a screen. And the best part? It's completely free to download. Empower their imagination and curiosity with content that's made just for them. Download the KidsPod app today, because podcasts are for kids too.